and Michigan Tech takes a 2-0 lead 59 seconds in to period number two. It's Malcolm Gould again.
Well, Malcolm Gould following up his shot after Tanner Carroll was able to shovel shoot the saucer pass right on goal. And I thought a great job by Tanner just to maintain the direction or to redirect that puck towards the goal.
Yeah, and then Tanner had a real good weekend for us, but he's a good play. He's a short 2-on-1 and good pass to Tanner, but Mott got over there and read the play, and Tanner really didn't have much room, obviously, to score on, but he did the right thing. He got the puck on net, and then I think, Dirk, you could have put that one in backhanded, the one Malcolm scored, because obviously Mott had to come so far over, and he got caught out of his net, and there was a wide-open net for Malcolm to put it in. And as you saw, he took his time, and he put it in that open net. But big goal for us, and it got us off to a real good start in the second period.
Huskies up 2-0. They make it 3-0. Joel Esperance, a highlight reel goal at the Great Lakes Invitational.
We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Good kill by the Huskies, even though Ferris State did get a couple of great chances.
Almost hit him coming out of the box there, too, Dirk.
Esperance coming down 1-on-1, makes a move to his forehand, scores! Esperance, what a play! By the Husky freshman, and Michigan Tech takes a 3-0 lead right after killing the penalty off.
You know, Coach, some guys score their first career goals. They're either a redirect or they're kind of a quote-unquote garbage goal, but that was just what a pretty goal to get his first.
Very happy for Joel. You know, he's had some opportunities, a little bit of snake bitten, but I think hopefully this will help his confidence. I remember Reed Sturles last year having a tough first half, and I think Joel has been in all the lineup, and maybe things haven't gone his way, but hopefully this is the start for him to having a real solid second half. I'm not unlike a Reed Sturles for us last year, but happy for Joel, and I just thought as the game went on, he got better and better, and I think obviously having a goal and assist early in the hockey game gave a lot of confidence to him.
3-0 Michigan Tech. They make it 4-0 on what might have been even a better play. Tanner Carroll, his sixth of the season. After he blocks the shot, Blake Pietola and Tanner go down. Great pass by Blake, sends it over, and a sensational move by Tanner Carroll on one of the best goaltenders in the nation.
The Bulldogs with another power play, blocked by the Huskies, and coming back out shorthanded is Pietola. Pass over to the front line. Carroll is in! Scores! Oh, what a play! Tanner Carroll from Pietola between the legs of C.J. Mott, and we have a 4-0 Michigan Tech lead.
You know, Coach, the best part of that goal was watching the replay in slow motion and seeing Mott not even looking between his legs where the puck was actually going. That's how well Tanner sold the over-the-shoulder shot.
No question, and I thought it was another highlight reel goal. Good play. Obviously, Blake Pietola made a great play on the goal. It's an outstanding pass to Tanner, and Tanner didn't have much room to operate there. I thought he did a real nice job and whatnot. So another good goal, and I thought at that point, our team was really going to roll.
4-0 Michigan Tech. Ansomini gets a power play goal to make it 4-1.
59 seconds left of the penalty to Esperance. Lowney back at the blue line. Shoots it through. Got it to the guy on the back door. Could not make it happen, though, and that was Robertson. Back to the point. Lowney scores. Lowney with a windup for the point, and we talked about the traffic in front of the net. Phillips never saw it. Went right by him before he even made a move, and it's a power play goal to make it 4-1.
Big goal for Ferris State. It actually was Anselmini getting the goal. They looked back at it, and it was redirected by him, and really a pretty nice goal, I thought, Coach, by Ferris State, who needed one at that point.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't like giving up that goal. I mean, when you get a lead like we did, you hate to give anything up, and you don't want to give them a life or any momentum, and, I thought that goal just sort of kept them hanging around, and it's unfortunate because I thought Jamie at that point was having a real strong game for us, made some real good saves.
Denis gets a power play goal as we go into the early goings of the third period after the Huskies outshot 14-6 in the second period. They still dominating by a score of 4-1, but the Bulldogs get a big goal early on at the 1:57 mark from Denis.
Shot towards the goal. Huskies have given up two power play goals this weekend. As the puck lays just inside of the neutral zone, brought out to center ice now, across the line by Denis. He'll skate it. Shot scores. Oh, he beat Phillips. And exactly what the Huskies did not need right now. Phillips went down and he beat him short side to knee with a huge goal. Minute 57 into the third. It's a two-goal game.
And I know you didn't like that one, Coach.
No, I'm sure if you asked Jamie, he'd want that one back. That's a tough goal to give up. Situation, they only had one player in the offensive zone and, a defenseman. And normally he wouldn't chase that puck, but he chased the puck down and really just threw a prayer from the half wall there, from the hash mark. And it's a well-placed shot, but Janie would probably like that one back. He'd stop that probably 9 out of 10 times or 9.9 out of 10. So tough one to give up, but I like how our team responded after that goal. I thought we played well, and, we didn't give much after that and found a way to, finish out the game, which was a big win, Dirk. Every game now is so important, in the pair-wise. I think we went, after we lost to Michigan, we dropped to 11th, and that mimics, the teams that are going to make the NCAA tournament. So we dropped to 11th after one loss, and with that win against Ferris and coupled out with some other games, we moved back up to 6th. So that's how fragile that pair-wise is, and that's how important every game is.
No doubt about it. Coach, what were your thoughts on the power play over the weekend? Never really got much going on that.
On what's that, the power play?
On the power play, yeah.
Yeah, no, we just had limited opportunities, and I thought we did some good things. We had some good looks. We just couldn't finish. And then the one that I was more disappointed was a 5-on-3 late in the Ferris game. But, we looked tired and a little disorganized on that. And I think we were just trying to ride out the game more than, put it away. And if I would have had my timeout left, I would have called it at that point and tried to get us a little better organized than we are. But having said that, we didn't work on it much. We haven't played for 2 weeks. We haven't practiced for, I think it was 10, 11 days. So you have to pick your spots and things you need to work on. And the power play was one of the things we didn't spend a lot of time on. So I'll take the blame or the responsibility, however you want to say, for that power play. And we're going to work on it today a little bit and tomorrow in hopes of, being ready for Wisconsin.
All right, Coach, before we get to your questions, how is Mike Neville doing?
Neville's good. He's good. He's, he'd be, 50-50 for the weekend. He's up and at him. Had a real good sleep last night. He's got no headaches or anything like that. So they were just worried about, more a concussion than anything. But, he's good. So I'm not sure if he's going to practice today or not. But I'm happy that it's not as serious as, everybody thought at first.
I heard that he thought that he was hit and then went back and looked at the replay and saw that he kind of brought himself into the boards. Is that a true statement,
Yeah, there were three guys going over to the boards for the puck there, and I think he got tangled up a little bit and just sort of at the last minute just sort of tripped. Like when you have the figure skates, you catch a toe pick, it's almost like he caught his toe and went face first into the boards there. So, he's taking a little bit of flack for that, no question.
All right, Coach, I know you got to get going. We won't even take a break here. We'll just go right to our questions if that's okay. And some of these are a couple weeks old, so this is one that I think I had told you about that we didn't get a chance to get to. But it says, when 5-on-3, would it be better to have both Blake and Tanner on the ice at the same time?
Not necessarily. A lot of that, we have practiced a 5-on-3 with a couple different groups, and a lot of things go into that. Some of it is how much they've been on the ice and who's been on the ice in certain situations. So, but we'll look at it going forward. I mean, we're always looking to adjust things to help our power play be more effective.
Here's a question that came after the Duluth series. It said, watching Duluth's power play and the way the players are always moving, they generate a lot of scoring chances. Our power play looked that potent for 1 week in this year against Michigan. How do we get that power play back to where the guys are using their skill, improvising, and making plays rather than being so deliberate?
That's a good question, and I think it's always a work in progress. And your power play, we talked about this before, it'll go in and out a little bit. You'll have some stretches you're very good, and some stretches, things just aren't going well. And some of that is the other team. Some of that is our own players, it's hard to force offense when we talk about this. And the power play is, a lot of it is the creativeness of our players and being in that frame of mind. And you have to be there, and sometimes you're not. But we have to continue to keep working on it. If it's not working, we got to try different things on it. And we will, and we've got some good ideas. But sometimes your players are struggling too. And it doesn't matter what type of power play you draw up, it's just not going to happen. So we'll continue. We have enough guys that can play on the power play, but so we'll continue to evaluate not only the systems we're using, but